Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get Eric Flack on the horn here on the guest hotline. So, Eric, a couple hours ago you tweeted that you had an insider tell you that the RFK bill that we've been waiting to find out whether or not the land was being attached to is coming down the pike today. The spending bill was going to be finalized, and we could get some resolution finally once and for all. And I know within just the last few minutes, you've got an update on that. So give it to us.
Yeah, the latest is that as of now, which is about 3:04 on Thursday, December 12th, that RFK bill is in fact included in this larger spending bill, which means that D.C. really closing in now in the final stages of a full-fledged push to get the commanders back to the district. Still never official until it's official, but it was a huge hurdle to actually get that RFK bill giving D.C. long-term control of the land into that spending bill. Things change up on Capitol Hill, but as of right now, as we stand right here, it is in that bill. And again, once they agree on that larger spending bill, which really doesn't have much to do with RFK at all, passage is a formality. The debate is over. So once RFK officially gets included in the final version of that bill, it is, for all intents and purposes, a reality that D.C. has long-term control of that RFK land.
So, Eric, a couple times I've been like, okay, yeah, this is it. And then there's a Steve Daines pop whack-a-mole. And then there's like a Maryland senator whack-a-mole. The is this it? In terms of this part, at this phase of it?
Let me put it to you this way. I had a good exchange with a source, and this was actually yesterday. This was before it made it in, and I was like, "How are you feeling?" And he's like, "I'm feeling 70%. There's somebody who wants it in the bill." And I said, "So is that like we're almost there, or like, oh no, there's a 30% chance that it might not happen?" And then he jokingly sent me the Christmas ornament of the Hail Mary. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound good. He said, no, we're moving in the right direction, and I will crack a beer if it gets into the bill. So we're like at crack your first beer time in celebration. Now, the text of this bill, and this is inside baseball, but the text of the bill is probably not going to be finalized until potentially over the weekend. At the point the text, it's actually written in stone, then you're kind of like officially official, and then they vote, which again is pretty much a formality. So we've still got some time to, and you know, you've probably followed a lot of the news. I've been reporting on it. Others have as well about the back door negotiations that have been going on with Maryland. And so there's always a chance that things could go sideways, but it's a lot easier. It's a lot harder. It's a lot of bigger, longer putt, as you might say, to get the RFK bill into that resolution. That's the big obstacle. Pulling it out is much more unlikely. You know, once it's in there, you know, you're moving in the right direction. So I think everybody on the side of those who want, you know, this resolution to pass, this bill to pass, so the DC can take their real shot at bringing the Commanders back is feeling very, very good right now. So, you know, Danny, yeah, things can change, but right now trending in the right direction with that RFK bill. As of now, sources, Capitol Hill insiders telling me, is included in this bigger, larger spending bill.
Love that. Eric Flack is with us, WSA-TV9's award-winning reporter. Let's say that the land is involved, okay, so in the bill, right? That resolution comes through.
Right.
D.C., that means D.C. gets the land. There's nothing else that needs to happen, yeah?
Nothing else that needs to happen.
Okay.
No, I mean, yep.
So my follow-up to that is the land is D.C.'s. Does that automatically mean that the stadium will be built on that land? Are we confident in that, or is it a whole nother thing now?
Yeah, then you gotta like actually DC's got to cut the deal with the Commanders, and you know,
but isn't that a formality at this point?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, $1 billion we don't know. I mean, you know, you can read the room as we've talked about before, and Mayor Bowser up in the, you know, the suite with Josh Harris and Roger Goodell high-fiving at the Titans game as a formality. But, like, they would have to approve money just like they did for Capital One. So the city council, D.C. council, will have to get involved at some point. They will have to produce, like, here is the agreement. Here is how much Washington, D.C. is expected to pay. I mean, we have a whole lot of steps before we are breaking ground, shovels in the ground at RFK, and they're coming back home, and circle your calendars for 2030, because that's when, you know, the Commanders return to the district and to RFK. But the biggest challenge always going to be, the one thing that was going to be the biggest obstacle, was the fact that D.C. didn't even have the right to make the deal because they didn't control the land past 2037. Now they control this land. They don't own it. They control the land. They have the right to lease it out under this agreement for whatever they want, whether it's a football stadium, whether it's a shopping mall, whatever commercial entity you want to do, you'd be able to do it now at that land. But now you're at the point where D.C. has to be able to, negotiate with the Commanders, say, here's what we're in with. What are you comfortable with? Part of the Maryland contingent's argument was in trying to block this was that federal taxpayers were giving D.C. basically a bargaining chip with the Commanders. We're like, we're just giving them this federal land, which they are then going to turn around and give to the Commanders for free to build a stadium there, which we don't know for sure, but is fairly likely. But so the agreement between the Commanders and the D.C. still has to be formalized. Now, has talk happened behind closed doors that we don't know about? I mean, it'd be hard not to think that they weren't having exchanged a couple numbers, but again, we don't know any of that for sure.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Eric Flack with us here on Grant and Danny. So you mentioned Maryland here, and how would you quantify this? Like, did Maryland lose? Did they get the concessions? And what does that mean? Because one of the things that they wanted, Eric, as you've talked about before, is what's going to happen to stupid FedEx Field or Northwest Field when you guys are gone? Which is a reasonable question, but it's also, if I'm the team, I'm also kind of going, I don't know if that's my problem or not, but whatever. Did Maryland get their conditions satisfied, and what does that mean in the future, or did they just lose?
They had a couple of big conditions, and there was a lot of smoke and mirror about fighter jets, and the fighter jets may or may not be part of this. But based on my reporting, there were two huge conditions. One, it was like what was going to happen to the future of FedEx Field, and then the second that kind of developed later on, and this is going to get really politicky, but Maryland, the Maryland contingent, Senators Cardin and Van Hollen, were negotiating for huge amounts of disaster relief money to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge, because that's the bridge earlier this year in Baltimore that collapsed. Everybody remembered that. And they want a bunch of federal money. We're talking billions and billions of dollars to rebuild it. And at the 11th hour, that became part of the discussion. So you have to, at first it was Governor Wes Moore saying, Maryland can't move forward until I'm satisfied that FedEx Field or the FedEx Field land, the Northwest Stadium land, is going to be taken care of once the Commanders leave. Nothing has been formally released on that. I'm pulling some strings on that, but I think it's safe to say that on some level, Governor Wes Moore and that land issue had been taken care of, okay, because we're here. Then it became, well, what about all the money for the Francis Scott Key Bridge? And that became the sticking point. Hey, we're not going to be cool with the RFK thing if we don't get the money that we want to build the bridge. Seemingly completely unrelated, but that's the way Capitol Hill works. That's the way politics works. At this point, we're hearing the bill is an RFK bill, is in this spending bill, got added to this larger resolution, got attached. So you have to believe that Maryland's side was satisfied with the amount, or is satisfied with the amount of money that, that they're looking to get out of this bridge. So did Maryland lose? Maryland got what it needed to make this palatable moving forward. They said, okay, if we're not going to like defeat this, we're going to need some chips back to let it go through. And the chips back ended up being on a local level, making sure the Commanders committed to take care of that Northwest Stadium site if and when they leave for D.C. or anywhere else. And B, making sure that Maryland got its Francis Scott Key Bridge money to rebuild the bridge. Again, politics as usual up on Capitol Hill. Those were the big sticking points, and you have to imagine that they were met at this point.
Eric, I want to go back to something you were talking about a few minutes ago, which was the hypothetical that they build in D.C. Or try to get that done, and the amount of money that the city would give the Commanders or put toward the project. I mean, do we have any speculation or guesses on what that would look like? I think last we heard, Maryland had already told the Commanders they were forking over like $450 million or whatever to help build up the area around there. And then the second part of that question is, where is the money coming from? Because you told us, and so many others along the way told us, I think, at different points, that they didn't have the money for the Wizards and the Capitals and the Commanders, certainly all three of them. Where are they getting all the money?
So it's going to be creative accounting. There's a lot of ways that D.C. can say that it's contributing financially to this without taking money out of its bank account or charging things up to its spending credit card, checking account, as an analogy. First of all, what D.C. does with all of these, like it did it with Audi Field, did it to a certain extent with Nats Park, is they built up the infrastructure. We're going to do the infrastructure. I think Mayor Bowser has already talked about providing infrastructure. And when you're talking about rebuilding that RFK site, the infrastructure piece is going to be huge. That is going to be hundreds of millions, may reach $1 billion just to do that. They're going to have to improve the metro. They're going to make that metro access better. They've got to redo the parking lots. They've got to redo everything. And that's going to be part of that contribution. That's a totally different budget, you know, than, you know, giving money to like redo Capital One Arena or just writing a check for a building or renovation. So you can creatively account for different ways. How much do you quantify for the land that they're going to get for free? You know, if they were to go to Virginia, the Commanders would have to buy land. They are presumably going to get the RFK land for free or at some sort of a lease. You know, does that count? You know, look, these stadiums cost $5 billion these days. You know, what I've heard they're going to do for a stadium is going to be something that's going to qualify for a Super Bowl, which means you're going to have, you know, 65,000 people minimum, and you're going to have a dome. But they're going to want to do the exact – there are minimum qualifications for an NFL Super Bowl. So you got to imagine that you're in the, like, $3 to $5 billion range. They've paid at some big LA firm, as we've talked about earlier this year, more than $500,000 to a firm that specializes in finding ways to finance stadiums like this. It's literally all this LA firm does is come up with financing mechanisms for municipalities for these sorts of things. So DC is already down the road behind closed doors on figuring out how it's going to pay for it. But certainly there might have to be a new tax revenue source. That's the only way to come up with money when you don't have any money, is to figure out a way to generate money. And usually that means some sort of a tax on business or roads or some sort of a way to come up with the money. But you would have to think that Mayor Bowser has some sort of a plan, with as out front as she has been about trying to get the commanders to D.C., knowing that there's going to have to be some public financing arm of this, and knowing what the district's books look like as of right now. She has to have a plan, and I think they're working on a plan. What that plan is, Grant, I don't think any of us know for sure right now.
Eric, super quick, because I know you got to jump. Local residents around RFK, I don't have great numbers on this, and it's hard to find really good data, but I know there's a lot of outspoken folks that said, no way, no how, we have no interest in that, and maybe some folks in the D.C. Council's opinions have reflected that. The strategy for them is?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a loud, big protest. I mean, I've done some reporting on this about what Josh Harris has gone through up in Philly just to get this basketball arena, which he is paying for out of his own money, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And even that's been a hassle. I mean, there are going to be loud, loud protests. We are just starting it. I'm of the belief that the protests are not going to be able to override what seems like a runaway freight train of momentum if, in fact, what we believe to be happening right now happens and D.C. gets the land. But there will be loud protests. There have been groups that are already mobilizing. I just don't know that faction of D.C. Council, which once was very strong and once was the majority in opposition of this happening, is the majority anymore. And, in fact, the main power players, the Kenyon McDuffies, the Mayor Bowsers, really are in favor of this. And some of the other main players who longly opposed it are opposing it much quieter now. And so the kind of writing is on the wall. But certainly we are about to, if this happens, we're about to enter a huge stage of community meetings, of protests, of we don't want a stadium in our backyard.
All right, but to summarize then for people that joined us midway through the conversation, your reporting is that today looks like it's going to end up being a gigantic step toward D.C. getting the land.
Enormous, enormous, enormous. To summarize, as of right now, the bill that would give D.C. long-term control of the RFK site, therefore clearing the way for Washington, D.C. to bring the commanders back to the district after 28 years in Maryland, is included in the piece of legislation that it needs to be included in to become a reality in just days. And as we sit here right now, unless something changes, that bill is on track to be approved and clearing the way for what could be a momentous shift of the Washington Commanders back to D.C.
Eric, awesome with us, man. Really appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, see you guys.
Much appreciated. Eric Flack, check him out on Channel 9 in town. Game changer.
Yep.
If this comes to fruition here, as he's reporting that it's going to, and I trust Eric's reporting. Pretty amazing, though.